Favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
The story remains the same for the Brewers pitching in wins. They've been dominant in their 10 victories this season. Now Brewers just improved to 10-9 with this 5-1 win over the Tigers. In those 10 wins, they've given up 10 runs total.
Wow.
And Ortho ASAP strikeouts, starting with Keen Thomas. 4. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Josh Maurer back to wrap up the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Day off tomorrow, well-deserved for the crew. And then they welcome the Athletics, the Nomadic Athletics now, currently making their home in Sacramento these days. They're going to have 2 more games against the White Sox before they get here. And we told you earlier, they won the first game of their series against Chicago. Athletics currently 7-10 on the year. Friday, 6:35 on deck show built by Menards. 7-10 first pitch. Rookie JT Ginn makes the start for Mark Codse's team. Brewers are flipping the order of their rotation. They flipped Freddie Peralta and Chad Patrick from last weekend. So Freddie goes first in the series and gets the ball on Friday night to try to set things off on the right foot. Until then, have a great off day, everyone. We will talk to you Friday. For Lane Grindle and Ken Sommerfeld, Josh Maurer saying so long. Again, the final score, Milwaukee 5, Detroit 1. You've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers today in Milwaukee. A good performance by starter Jose Quintana. Last night, 24-year-old Quinn Priester tossed a shutout. Pat Murphy on the crew's scouting department.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us 2 pretty good outings so far. And looks like he's a lot to work with and great kid and competitor. And seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL. Head coach Luke Fickell on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so it's probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdelirecine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with easy mobility solutions. Live life on cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with easy mobility solutions.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub. Delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
WRJN weather.
Sunny, seasonal, calm, and comfortable today with high temperatures making it to the mid-40s. With a few clouds filtering in here tonight, we become breezy by tomorrow with partly cloudy skies. Days are warmer, reaching the mid-50s, and some showers and storms are likely by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Something good.
and the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. The dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time. From
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Ba 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 ba. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
Has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility.
Gear up for a winning experience. Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a spring. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights starting May 3rd. It's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
Grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The alder from the 7th is the president. Maurice Horton was elected Racine City Council president last night by a narrow 8-7 vote. David Mack almost won. Horton, who has served on the council for 7 years, quickly appointed members to council committees. That's a power that recently shifted from the mayor to the council president. Four new alderpersons were also sworn in during the meeting. If you missed it, you could watch it right now on the City of Racine's YouTube page. Watching weather and spotting storms is the focus of a free program tomorrow. Racine County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service will host their free storm spotter training tomorrow from 6 to 8. It'll be held at the Gateway Racine campus. The session will teach on how to recognize severe weather and report it to the National Weather Service. Organizers say the training is a great way for people to help keep their communities safe during storms. Earlier in the week, the Racine Common Council approved an agreement with a company called CityWise to use their software to create a new tool for the city. It's a searchable database containing information on residential rental properties. The goal is to improve access to information about rental housing within the city. And there's some new money available for Racine students heading to college. Find out where it's coming from and how you might be able to get it online. The allocation is a feature story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Sunny, seasonal, calm, and comfortable today with high temperatures making it to the mid-40s. With a few clouds filtering in here tonight, we become breezy by tomorrow with partly cloudy skies. Days are warmer, reaching the mid-50s, and some showers and storms are likely by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Girl, you're gonna set me on fire. We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hope you enjoyed listening to Milwaukee Brewers baseball this afternoon. Brewers are off tomorrow, back in action Friday night as they take on the A's.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her, she gives me everything and tenderly. Kiss my lover brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. Stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. We'll be right back.
Honky Tonk Women on WRJN. You know, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits. So listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. You really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
problem that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call. If you need a friend,
call me,
call me a
hotline.
If you need a friend,
call me.
If you ever need
call
a friend,
me.
Call me,
call me,
call me,
call me.
Withers and Lean On Me on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today, featuring the class of 1961. We'll also recap some of the big news stories of 1961 and capture some memories of the year as well. It's the 5 o'clock class reunion coming up this afternoon after the 5 p.m. news on WRJN.
Today's WRJN big deal of the day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding. Indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase 20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
At Just Brew It, experience great beverages and great local finds. Spring is in full swing. Looking for something fun to do next weekend? Mark your calendar for next Saturday, April 26th, and swing by Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove for the spring pop-up from 8 to 1. Sip on your favorite handcrafted drink while exploring a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Fresh, local, delicious. Just Brew It. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
WRJN. Don't you
years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Also on the way, 4 things you did not know yesterday. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, things will get brighter.
WRJN.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling back so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony. I'm
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick.
This is an unsustainable and unjust moment.
Senator Chris Van Hollen traveled to El Salvador today in the hopes of meeting with a Maryland man wrongly deported there. But the vice president who we met with refused to allow the meeting.
I said, I'm not asking him to smuggle Mr. Abrego Garcia into the United States. I'm simply asking him to open the door of CECOT and let this innocent man walk out.
A federal judge says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in contempt for violating his orders on deportation flights. Linda Kenyon has that.
The finding follows the administration's refusal to follow the judge's order to turn around the planes that were carrying Venezuelan migrants to a prison in El Salvador. While the White House plans to appeal, Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson says this is just the beginning.
We are moving closer and very quickly to a real conflict between the courts and the administration.
The judge says the migrants did not receive due process. The White House says the president is protecting the country. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
President Trump is taking part in meetings with